Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:06 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. What's wrong with that? Bang it hard. Bang it hard like Keith Moon.
Oh, yeah.
From the ew.
Ew?
They're from the ew.
Who are you talking about, Bob? Yes.
All right, my friends. Happy, happy. Hour number 2 begins. Woo! Lot to talk about. The president's going to be busy. Scheduled to visit Western North Carolina today and check on the folks that were impacted by Hurricane Helene in late September. They say that the pictures don't really do it justice, the kind of devastation that we've seen. Look, it's not a contest between them and California.
No.
Two completely different things, but devastation and people without homes, absolutely. The president and other U.S. officials, as well as some local residents, have scrutinized the federal government's response to the devastation in the months since September 27th, when large swaths of the Appalachian region were slammed, killed more than 100 people in North Carolina alone. Throughout the transition, both President Trump and VP Vance repeatedly reached out to check on me. So says Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Willis. Spoke to Fox News Digital in a statement ahead of the president's visit. That is a testament to how high of a priority the recovery and rebuilding process is for them. President Trump's visit on Florida is welcome news for the thousands of families dealing with a state of uncertainty when it comes to securing housing. Yeah. And, you know, did FEMA drop the ball on this one? Because when I think of FEMA, now I think of they had Trump flags, out front of their home. Mm-hmm. So we didn't. We avoided those people. It's like, do you hear what you're saying?
Amazing.
Hasn't that adage been around for a long time? Like people who get too political, you go, if the surgeon's a Democrat, are you going to say no?
Right.
And you're about to die,
mm-hmm.
or the ambulance driver doesn't have the same political beliefs as you. I mean, you see how ridiculous that can get very quickly.
Well, it's the I hate cops until you need one.
But
those people.
But when the very nature of your job is Federal Emergency Management Agency, you're the only reason you exist is to help people. The only reason. And now you're going to go, well, I'm not going to help everybody that needs help. Isn't that sad?
It really is.
Some residents in North Carolina in that area continue to sleep in tents and campers despite freezing temperatures.
Oh, can't imagine.
Greg and I cry for the 14 steps we have to do when it's 32.
It's true.
Can you imagine sleeping outside and temperatures plunging to 14 or 15?
No.
That's crazy. Thousands of others staying in hotel rooms funded by FEMA through its Transitional Housing Assistance Program face the possibility of being booted out of those rooms in early January. Yeah. So luckily that's being changed. Yep. FEMA officials changed their tune this week after receiving criticism, extended the deadline to May 26th. More than 3,000 families are eligible for the program's extension. More than 10,000 households accepted temporary shelter in hotels participating in the TSA program in the aftermath of the hurricane. So, obviously, President Trump going to visit, which is the right thing to do, and he won't just give it lip service. It's not just a flyover. You know, this is not the Biden administration. Thank the good Lord.
Yes.
So he'll make his statements, and whatever he promises the folks in North Carolina, I know that he will deliver on it. And Ben, my understanding is he's supposed to head out to the West Coast and meet out in L.A. with the mayor there, Mayor Karen Bass, and also Governor Newsom. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First of all, just thank you again. I always say this. Thank you for what you do. You provide such an amazing service for us all in this area. I'm really grateful that President Trump is going to be visiting North Carolina and the L.A. area. My wife has been counseling a young lady, part of a church in North Carolina, and they have really swarmed together with the local churches to really minister to that west part of North Carolina. And she was in conversation a few days ago, and they said that they have actually had two babies die from freezing. And I just, sometimes we say this, the blood is on their hands, but in this situation, it's on FEMA. And so we're just praying that God will move and the church will continue to rise up and be who we're supposed to be. So love you guys. God bless you. And God bless America.
Yeah. How many times did Biden say, we can do anything. We're the United States of America. Remember, he would make those kinds of statements, but they rang hollow in his administration. But the statement itself, this is the United States of America. We shouldn't have had two babies die because of that.
Yeah.
Those people should have had immediate assistance and shelter and everything else. Hey, I'm not saying it wouldn't be challenging to be up. Let's climb up into these mountains because all the roads are gone. The bridges are wiped out. I'm not saying it wasn't challenging, but we are who we are. Yep. We need to deliver on that. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. Shep, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a recurring theme. Nothing has changed. I would ask the listeners and you two to go to YouTube and find The Americans by Gordon Sinclair. He was a Canadian journalist who talks about things that happened in 1973, all the disasters we had faced, all the help we had given to other countries, and no other country had ever given had sent any help to the United States. There's one line in that editorial. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. And it's the same thing going on now. We race to everyone else's aid in the world. Nobody comes to our aid. I mean, I think I heard somewhere that back during Hurricane Andrew, the tiny country of Bangladesh, from what I read, they sent tea and blankets. Well, yeah, all right, that's something. That's a gesture. But we have to stop helping the rest of the world. Our country is in major trouble. We are, $36 trillion in debt? Just one opinion here. We may just have to say, hey, you other countries we owe money to? Guess what? You're not getting paid.
Yeah. It's look, the Trump administration will use foreign aid as a form of leverage to get what he needs from those various countries. That'll be one of the tools that he won't be afraid to utilize, to get Mexico to work with us on immigration issues and other nations, Venezuela, whatever the case may be. America has the resources. We have the expertise. We are going to be the ones that are capable of performing rescues. We have, the per capita income. We can help others. But your point is very well taken about, first we have to clean up our own house. And that means this huge debt has to be addressed. And at the same time, we should be really taking care of Americans. You know, when you talk to somebody, as I did recently, lived in Russia for the last 4 years, and said, yeah, you don't see people sleeping on the streets and stuff. It's much cleaner. That kind of hurts your American pride a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, we've got to face these things. I think we got the right guy in the White House to help make that happen. We'll see. Good Lord, hear our prayer. 7:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, what's bugging you? Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, the weekend's here. You don't want to carry some emotional baggage with you that you're upset about. Air it out. Get it off your chest. That's why we have this segment called What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So please call in now. If you don't get through right away, try back. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, man, I mean, guys, you go get gas, and the gas is either $2.99 or $3.01. And I just saw the tanker at this one place. They set the price. They're making a profit. All of a sudden, they hear that, oh, my gosh, the whole the state of Florida is up 6 cents. Then they jack up the price 6 cents automatically, even though they're making a profit on what they paid for. Drives me up the wall. I see it all over. That just bugs me.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. These wholesale prices fluctuate a lot. So you're the owner. You get the delivery. You've got to reset to the higher price. And yes, the individual owners or whatever, they've got wiggle room there. They can set it lower. It might increase business. Others say, no, I want to make more per gallon or whatever. But that's your job as a consumer. Mm-hmm. If you keep giving business to the folks that have it jacked up a little bit, well, yeah, you're rewarding bad behavior. If you consider bad behavior.
Yeah.
Because if nobody goes and spends money, then they're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that, I don't think, do you? Yeah. Oh, don't worry. There'll be an electric recharging station.
Right.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me, and this is in line with both existing law and DOGE, is why Trump is not just enforcing existing law. Like, everybody who shows up at the border who is not a Mexican or a Canadian, we need some Nancy Reagan, just say no. They're just turned away. If they can muster the money to make it to the Mexico border, then they can muster the money to go back home. So it's just like, save us some money. I mean, this is in line with DOGE. If you're not Canadian and you're not Mexican, you can't come into the United States claiming asylum and all that stuff.
Well, you can claim asylum, but you're going to wait in Mexico. He did that via executive order back to before Biden rescinded that. So, yeah, that's going to make a huge difference right off the bat.
And remember, if they are not from Mexico, if you're from farther south, you're supposed to stop and stay.
The first safest country, whatever.
You don't travel through five countries just to get to the one you want to get to.
Yeah. So, no. To your point, Mark, yeah. Start to institute existing law in every way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wayne. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me? Let's see if I can explain this real quick. This is kind of a PSA for all the vets that use the VA system out there. About a year ago or so, I tried to log on to the IRS, wanted to take a look at, you know, see what my Social Security's doing and stuff like that. And they got this new thing called ID Me and government login. They want your driver's license and stuff. I can only imagine these new IRS soy boys out there with firearms approaching you in the parking lot of Walmart because they now have your picture and they got a problem with you or something going on. Now, the VA is requiring you to use the same system. By the way, I refuse to log into the IRS system with my driver's license and my picture. However, the VA is using the same system. They're forcing us to do it by the 31st of this month, or you will not be able to use the My Healthy Vet system where you can manage your medications and your appointments and talk to your doctor and other things. And they will not accept a VA ID, which has your picture on it.
Wow. Yeah. That's Trump. There's going to be new leadership with the VA and possibly, and we'll see if some things, you know, change. I don't know. I can't address it because I don't know that much about it. But let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I think it's the Panama Canal. Now, let me get this right. If we were to take control of the Panama Canal, we'd be able to turn the switch off of anybody who's coming from South America and North America, right? That cuts it off right there. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, you'd have to somehow get around the canal, the locks, yeah.
Boy, oh boy, so maybe that's what Trump's thinking. Hey, we don't have to worry about immigration from South America, uncontrolled immigration. If we can control the Panama Canal and put our troops down there, we should never have given up, guys. And I've been speaking to a lot of friends. I'm 62, and their parents were older. And when Carter gave away the Panama Canal, I mean, I don't know how old I was when it happened. They said their parents went absolutely ballistic, and it was probably for this reason. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you were probably in middle school, and what I remember of that time, we're same age. I don't remember anybody thinking it was a good idea, you know, anybody's parents that talked about it. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, these dead-burned judges, like the one in Seattle, Washington, say these kids born to these illegals are citizens of the United States. They're absolutely full of it. They're the same ones that say girls can be boys and boys can be girls. Same ones, like the one in New York City, jumped guilty of a bunch of bogus felony charges. They need to be removed off the bench. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's a tough one. There are too many that utilize their power and try to legislate from the bench. Not a good idea. Good morning, Rich. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. When looking into this birthright citizenship, which it's not actually called that in any documents, but like the Constitution. But the whole thing is that subject to the jurisdiction thereof and what that means. And there's a The Federalist blog, I found, and it goes through and explains what some of these senators of the time said. And it basically, if you read it, it says it doesn't count if you're a foreigner. And they actually said that. And as far as that Chinese case, there were two cases before that those judges or whatever just disregarded what was happened earlier, like the president type of thing. But I only learned that from listening to our buddy there, Mark Levin. But
yeah, well, that's a pretty good source to go to of any and all constitutional issues. So yeah, I'll ride along with what he interprets. We'll see. I think this is nothing. This is just a very, very beginning of effectively dealing with that issue one way or another. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Cuba threatening Trump? Really? Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy Friday. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. All you have to do is click on subscribe. and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Woo! I was freezing when I came out the door this morning, and other people are experiencing that same kind of feeling. I mean, a few degrees does make a difference, doesn't it? So when I say freezing, literally below 32 degrees, are we getting any kind of warm-up yet, Greg?
Yeah, a little bit. But if you notice the last couple of days, and who knows, I guess maybe humidity comes into play, wind chill comes into play. It has felt colder the last few days than the temperature tells us that it is. I mean, like yesterday, it's like we could not get warm in the house. I mean, we had it cranked up, but it's like it would go off, and then you felt like it was cold again. Just kind of weird.
Are you hydrating properly?
Do I ever?
That's one of the reasons why I think that you're sensitive to the cold. Hydration, if you're not hydrated properly, you cannot properly regulate your body temperature very well. I just thought of that. I thought I'd throw that out there. It's not just for you, but for everybody. Because especially when it's cooler or cold, you don't feel like drinking anything. It's like, I'm not going to drink water. The water's cold. I'm cold. But you got to stay hydrated, and it's how you effectively deal with temperature changes.
You know, and we've talked about this before with you and the whole temperature regulation. Eating, you get warmer. Now, I would think, okay, now the body is working at that point. Maybe there's something there. But it's interesting how you feel like you really get warm when you eat for some reason. I think more than I would have ever thought. I wonder what...
I'm a big diesel engine. And you feed me and you stoke the motor. You stoke that engine. You stoke that fire. And with it, heat. Heat is generated.
Okay, that's not the answer I expected, but I'll go with it.
Oh, you want more truth? I got more fat, maybe, than you. But I didn't want to go there, man.
Okay, all right. No, you are much more muscular, so you got muscle to feed.
No, I got muscle and fat, so maybe that's the combo.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
But usually, if my hands are cold, then you're probably going to die. You have frostbite.
Yeah.
The tips of your fingers are black if mine are cold.
Yes. I look like I've been on Mount Everest for 6 months.
Yeah, that was not good.
Not good.
Let's think about warmer weather.
Okay.
Let's think about the beautiful Cuban shoreline.
Oh.
Yes.
What?
Basking in the sun.
Cuban.
What?
Cuban?
Well, yeah. We okay. Really circa 1950s.
Oh. Yes.
Actually,
beautiful place to be.
Yeah, actually, no. It's the modern era.
Yeah.
Cuba's communist Castro regime. Cuba's communist regime.
It's fried.
I could be like our news guy. Cuba's communist regime. And just skip ahead.
Yeah, actually, he means the Fox guy, our local guy,
people.
But the early morning Fox guy. Sometimes he does sound like he's been staying hydrated with something.
wow, Cuba. I still can't say it.
Rearrange the words.
The Castro regime, which is commie, in Cuba, Wednesday. Launched military exercises to, quote, increase the country's readiness for defense. Also timed, the inauguration was, what, Tuesday? So here we are the very next day, and Cuba has decided they're going to stir it up a little bit.
Okay. Really?
Probably not the guy you want to do that with.
Oh, come on. You could have gotten by with anything with Biden.
You might really be good at the tango. But that's not a guy you want to tango with.
Uh-uh.
Just say. According to the regime, the military exercises seek to raise the country's defense readiness and troop preparation to face different actions of the enemy, namely the United States.
The only military, actions they should be doing are jumping jacks. I mean, anything more than that, they should just pipe down.
Pipe down.
Yeah.
Official newspaper of Cuba described the military exercises as an essential element in the materialization of our doctrine of the war of the whole people. I wonder who's puffing up their chests. Who's doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is that a little Chinese influence coming in there? Huh?
Could be.
And you
Russian?
Know,
I don't know.
Well, you got to be careful. But they play with what? The frequencies and all kinds of different. They're the experiment.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
They run the experiments basically. I think for the Chinese Communist government, and that's not good. But Trump's not gonna.
Yeah.
He's not gonna take any flack from them. I don't believe.
I see them to him as like a fly you would swat at. Just like just leave me alone. Quit bugging me.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got we've got a lot going on. We'll get to you. Relax.
Yeah.
Mexican military forces began building a large-scale migrant detention center in the border city of Matamoros.
Well, now.
The project is in preparation for the expected mass deportations announced by the administration of President Donald J. Trump.
If you're looking at a map, this is basically a very popular place to cross over. It's right across from, like, Brownsville, down that way.
Hmm. And
I've been there. That's where I know.
Look, they're doing that.
Yeah.
Really on our behalf. Isn't it amazing? They were actually like helping people get through their country to get to the border while Biden was in power, and he had plenty of leverage and power if he had chose to use it to stop that from happening. But of course, it was never about that. It was always about let's pack as many people in as we possibly can through this term. And here, so we've got, yes, we've got a lot of work to do. Since the start of the week, members of Mexico's Navy sealed off and fenced off municipal stadium there in Matamoros, and they began to build facilities. A large number of people are expected to be housed there. They rarely used that stadium. It's in a central location with easy access to two main ports of entry, Gateway and B&M International Bridge, which connect the two border cities, like Greg said, with Brownsville and Matamoros. And it's a large, large facility. Keep saying large, large scale.
Hmm.
And we've got ICE working hard, and you've got, you know, the president is... put all this stuff, lined all this stuff up, and they've already caught, like, what, 400-something people. And some of these folks, I mean...
bad guys.
Really bad guys. And I had a short list, but I know I saw a read about some of the other backgrounds of some of these other guys. We're talking, a lot of these guys are gang guys. They're MS-13 and Trendy Argua, or however you say it.
Uruguay?
Well, no, but...
no.
Something like that. Anyway, they're from... is that how you say it? Maybe you're right.
That's
how do you say it?
Uruguay?
No, that's a country, isn't it?
Oh, that's what I always thought you meant.
Yeah,
sorry.
No. It's the name of the gang that comes from Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. No,
Trenda Argua? Argua?
I just try to stick with English. It's enough trouble with that one.
The gangsters from Venezuela, how's that?
We know who we're talking about.
Or just give them a number.
Yeah, like MS-13?
Yeah, but how about BM-11? I mean, I've just picked a couple letters.
No,
luck of the draw.
I like it.
Hey, you guys you guys are number two.
Yeah.
Because number one is the MS-13, right?
Right.
You guys are number two.
I like it.
BM-11. You could do Roman numerals, that would be two.
Yeah.
BM-2.
Like you're on something.
Yeah, I'm on something. United States' new top diplomat, Marco Rubio, reaffirmed our unwavering support for Israel during a call he had with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Rubio spoke to him from Washington to underscore that maintaining the United States' steadfast support for Israel, top priority for President Trump, and President Trump has nothing that he needs to prove to Netanyahu and vice versa. This is a tight, strong ally and friendship that that is real. I'll never forget when I saw Bibi Netanyahu walking into, I believe it was the Oval Office, to sit down with then-President Barack Obama.
Oh.
Obama's eyes, like he could not hide it. This disdain that was very clear he had for this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they have a powerful figure in Israel to lead the charge against Hamas and Hezbollah.
Man, it's good to see him defending Musk, too.
Well, that was my next story, but you're going to have to wait till after the break.
He's such a tease.
Well, I just, you know, I want to get a paycheck
everybody
else. There's that's all. Not asking for too much.
No, it's not.
It is 7:45. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Happy Friday, my friends. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, Oh, behave, man. I'm going to choke on a little piece of rice here. You're killing me. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Layer up. Stay warm. It is a very cold start to the day. But I guess we're getting kind of used to it, aren't we? It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Yeah, I know. Greg's groaning.
Well, I'm hearing from people in St. Louis. Like right now, say it's 30 to 35 in our community. St. Louis right now, you know, they're it's 11 and they're going to get to about freezing today. So
get to freezing.
So perspective, hey, this isn't bad. Well, you know, it'll warm up later.
Yep.
We're all right.
Look, we've got already, you've got folks that are serious about our national security.
Yep.
They're working hard. And even an ex-Venezuelan military official is applauding Trump for his, first good step targeting the bloodthirsty gang. But I'm having trouble pronouncing, so we'll even see if we get this name right.
Uh-huh.
Machuca, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going to say, you're going to give us a little, school us on how to say that Venezuelan gang name.
El Tren de Araguay.
Tren de Araguay. Araguay.
Araguay.
Araguay.
Araguay.
He's doing more of an I sound than you are, I think.
Well, yeah, but yeah. It's very Trendera Araguaya.
It just changed.
Am I close?
Trende. You get in there, but you need to work on it a little bit. El Trende Araguay.
Araguay.
Araguay, yeah. It ends on Araguay.
Oh, why? Araguay. Araguay. So,
yeah.
Trende Araguay.
Got it, Bob.
Right on.
Okay, I should have recorded
Thank
that.
Thank you.
We just push the button every time you want to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would help.
That gang from Venezuela. And then I'll push the button.
Well, thank you to Machuca.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Believe that could be first call for him?
Yes.
Is it?
I can guarantee that I've not spoken to him in 7 years. Welcome.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
And thank you. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'll get it right from now on, but
no.
I certainly... Trende Araguay. Araguay?
Ends with a Y.
Yeah. Araguay. Why? Araguay.
It's changed already. Oh, man. That didn't take long. But thanks for trying. We appreciate you calling in and trying to do what you can.
If I say it enough,
uh-huh.
Eventually.
One of the times will be right.
It'll sound like an Irish pirate, Lottie.
That's also true. Everything goes back to the Irish pirate.
Oh! It all goes back to the vast British Isles.
Yeah.
That's where all life began, at least for my ancestors.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I was watching Braveheart the other day. And, it was a story of William Wallace in Scotland, fighting for the freedom. And just the whole movie, it's so much richer and nuanced when you're older and know a little bit more about history.
Mm-hmm.
And how they conspired against him and used him, go fight for the freedom. And the local, noblemen were, making side deals with the king.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah. So, anyway.
You mean they were playing politics even back then?
That's when they began to learn it, right?
Yeah.
And Roman times and all that. But anyway, what I noticed was when they were attacking, Wallace's clan, mm-hmm. clans and stuff, they called out the archers.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always cool to watch.
Oh,
how they're drawing
it. Synchronized.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I said they kind of raise a flag like going, hey, archers, pay attention. Mm-hmm. They get their flag waved in their little zone or whatever. That flag comes up. They're all ready to go. And then they wait for the thing. They draw and let go. Well, the guy who's in charge of them, their sergeant or whatever you want to say, who's giving the order, right? You know what? He did a Nazi salute.
No.
Yeah.
Even that far back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, it was just a sign from across his shoulder to let him fly. Just let him fly. Like time to, let go. Shoot.
Yeah, you can't put your arm in the air. No, you can't do it.
He looked like Elon Musk out there.
Oh, my
goodness. What are they thinking? No, on a serious note, it's exactly what it looked like. It looked like Elon Musk, except he didn't start from his heart. He was a little bit more on his shoulder.
Gotcha.
But came across. Same thing.
Yeah.
And to make a big deal out of it, and it's sad even that somebody like, you know, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has to come out and defend Elon Musk.
Right.
I mean, that's sad. I mean, I don't think you have to go much higher up, but like on the ladder of who would have a pretty good understanding of what the symbolism was behind that.
But, you know, in America, things are a little different, as we know, with a lot of Jewish communities. My friend David in St. Louis, that he does not like Netanyahu. He's a liberal.
Doesn't like Elon now.
No, because he says Elon's always said things that were like pro-far right in Germany. So, yeah. So you're not going to and you cannot convince these people Elon did not do it on purpose.
Elon Musk is being falsely smeared. That's exactly what Netanyahu said. And he also said that Elon Musk is a great friend of Israel. And to me, when somebody of that stature, whether you like Netanyahu or not, based on his position and heritage, if he says, look, he's being falsely smeared and he's a good friend to Israel, case closed.
Yeah.
And any lefties that try to perpetuate this ridiculousness, well, again, it goes back to because they have nothing else.
Yeah.
What do you think about the president and his executive order to release all these assassination files?
I like
JFK, RFK, MLK, pretty much anybody assassinated with initials, all their files are going to be released.
I like it.
He wanted to do that in his first term, and he said he got word from some people he respected, and they said, you know, it's still too soon. There are people, there's some sensitivities here. Clearly you're the president, you do what you want, but we're asking that you not do that, basically. And whoever had asked that, I don't know if they didn't raise concerns now, if the people that they were worried about or whatever have passed away since, which very well could be the case. Yeah. But anyway, he's done it. I mean, it's done. Now it's how do you get it from boxes that have been sitting around for decades into a format, a way for it to actually be looked at, investigated, shared with, you know, the general public, et cetera.
Now, is it going to have lots of black lines through it? You wonder?
If he declassified it.
All of it, yes, right.
But again, that's a great question. I mean, could it still be redacted to some degree? Sure, it could
sometimes
be.
Sometimes things are, yeah.
Well, it would be nice to put that one to rest, or those three, I guess it would be. Hey, plenty more coming up. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.